Blog Talk Radio.
So you can see that maybe this wasn't the best way to go. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily. Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is a daily go get a missing show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the daily go get a missing show, the DG show, we are talking about doing it just because they wanted you to. People who are in spousal situations, married people do it all the time. Parents do it all the time. Employees do it all the time. Politicians, nope. They don't seem to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? They don't seem to really do it. They act like they're doing it, but I don't know if I'm buying it. But absolutely, employees, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, we definitely, absolutely, 100%. Do things that we didn't really want to do, but that somebody else really wanted us to do. And we're only doing it because that's
what they want. When you buy somebody a present, now don't get me wrong, because there are many ways that I've seen presents being bought or gifted or given to somebody else. You know, but you would think that when you buy somebody a gift, you're buying them what they want, the color that they want, the size that they want, the style that they want, even sometimes from a place that they want it bought from. But some people give gifts, and they give gifts sort of like, well, take it or leave it, or you lucky I got you anything, or it's this or nothing. So on paper, you're supposed to give a gift that somebody wants just because they want it. Like I said, as parents, we do it all the time, especially when we were young. Y'all know, y'all remember, there were always commercials on TV about certain toys, certain things, especially around Christmas time. We already knew exactly what we wanted. You know, if you lived in my house, you made up a Christmas list, even though you didn't believe in Santa Claus. So the list ain't got nothing to do with Santa Claus. Yeah, we wasn't taught nothing about all that. We wasn't going that route. However, that list had a lot to do with what I can find, what I can afford, what I think is good. So, Carol Chamberlain's talking about the Sears Big Book. You ain't never done lie, boy. That Sears Roebuck book. Everything in that joint. It was thick like, that joint was thick. But yeah. So, you know, parents bought their kids what they wanted. It ain't had nothing to do with what they wanted for their child. Well, I ain't going to say that because my parents always bought me something that they wanted me to have along with whatever I asked for. So, but like I said, there's more than one way to give somebody something or to gift somebody something. What's going on, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. My brother Ansel Jones, too. Auntie Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. Tonight, we're talking about doing it only because they wanted you to. I'm sure that all of us have gone to some kind of party, some kind of function, some kind of shindig get-together that we ain't want to go to. But your girl, that was her people's, and she wanted you to go. That your man, you know, he ain't been around his old boys in a while. He want to show his new girl off. You wanted to stay in the house, Netflix and chill. Not necessarily with the Netflix or not necessarily with the chill. You just ain't want to go out. But it's like, all right, I said I would go and I'm going to go and I'm going to even put on a good face and I'm going to try. Speaking of putting on a good face, when you're not really cool with somebody's family that you're dealing with and they drag you literally to their family functions, you know you're going to hear something that's going to set you off. You know somebody's going to do something that's totally off the wall, ratchet, crazy, ignorant, unwarranted, unnecessary, unscrupulous. You know all of this is going to happen. So you're like, man, oh my gosh, why did I agree to this? You agreed to it because your man or your woman wanted you to. So you're going to go there and endure whatever and whoever you have to endure for the night, put on a good face and chill. I did it, Brooklyn. I did it. But you did it for them. And sometimes, you know, your spouse, your man or your woman, whatever, they may even thank you. Listen, I know you didn't want to go, baby. And I knew it was going to be some crazy stuff. But I'm just, listen, I just want you to know that I'm so thankful to you that you did go or that you did come and that, you know, you kept your composure. You didn't lose your temper. I know that this person is wrong and they do this, but, you know, you really represented for me tonight and I appreciate you. It could be a graduation. It could be a wedding. It could be a birthday party. It could be some type of award ceremony, whatever. Having to go around people, be around people that you don't like, that you know don't like you, but you're doing it on the strength of your man or your woman. We've all done that shit. And we may have done it enough times to say, I'm not doing it no more. I paid up all my debts to you as far as going places that I'm not wanted and that I'm not needed and that I shouldn't even have to go. So I'm not going no more. Don't ask me to go over your auntie crib no goddamn more. With all due respect, she ratchet. She always like to keep something going. She's always shaking the tree, turning the screw. She don't know how to talk to nobody. She don't know how to act. She don't, you know, she always causing problems. You know it. Yeah, I know. I know how my auntie is, but you got to understand that when my mom passed, or when my dad passed, or when I didn't have nobody, she was my godmom, and she held it down. And you got to understand, I love her. That's whether we mad, sad, smile, and a frown. But I understand that you not coming over there, and I'm your man, so I'ma hold you down even if I go without you. But I love you, and I can't live without you. That's my word to you. You ain't got to go no more, you my boo. But I ain't saying I ain't gonna ask no more. Yo, you know I'ma ask again. And if you come again, I'ma make it sure that it's better. I wanna introduce you as my friend. Do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact, baby. Real trap. My man Ja Biggs coming through. I appreciate you. Glad that you did. All right. So doing it just because somebody wanted you to do it. Unfortunately, that has gotten people lengthy jail sentences. It has gotten people killed. Like, I ain't want to rob that store. I ain't want to stick up that man. But we did it. Well, I went along. You know, when I got in trouble before, when I needed my man to come through for me, he did it, so I had to do it for him. But trust and believe, I was only doing it for him. So I ain't snitching. I'm going to have to eat this 20 years. People have done it. Imagine doing 20 years because somebody else needed you to or wanted you to. Man, you crazy. The only thing I'm going to jail for is things that I made the decision to go to jail for. I'm not going to jail because you did something and you can't do the time, so I got to do it for you. I can't do nobody else's time. That'll turn me into a bitter Barry. Bitter Billy. We ain't doing that. But people have done it. Just because somebody else asked them to. Or just because somebody wanted them to. There can be a lot of manipulation in what we're talking about. Because if you're doing something just because somebody else wanted you to, it could be the case that somebody made you feel like you have to do it in order to be with them, in order for them not to tell on you, in order for them to hook you up with something that they promised you already, and they're already violating by telling you that you have to work for something that they told you that they were going to give you, or for something that's already yours, but you don't understand how much yours that it is. You think it is yours because somebody is giving it to you, but it may be yours because it's already prepaid. You know what I'm saying? Carol Chambers says, I'm regretting an in-law function this week. I'm regretting the in-law function this weekend. Mm-mm. Yeah, man. Yeah. Because sometimes when you do something just because somebody wants you to, it can make you feel empty. It can make you feel weak. It can make you feel resentful. Like, You only did that shit for you. And look what happened. This whole thing fell apart. You got everybody in here looking at me all crazy. Because here I am trying to be with you. You ever had to say to somebody, I don't even do that for my own mom or my dad. Why should I do it for you? And it's something you already doing. It can make you resentful. Like, I'm doing things for you that I haven't done for my kids. I haven't done for my, like, let's say you my girl and I was married before. I ain't even do that for my ex-wife. And here I am doing it for you. It happens. But this is where we are with things. This is where we are. Doing it just because somebody wanted you to. Buying things that you may not have enough money for. But you're buying it because somebody wants it. Somebody needs it. Somebody has expressed their desire for it. And here you go. Putting down payments on wedding rings, engagement rings that you can't afford. Yeah, you promised a ring, or you were manipulated into promising a ring. But now you going for this 5-carat rock. 5-carat rock? Do you know how much a 5-carat rock costs? Yeah, well, here you are putting money down, putting $500 down on a $30,000 rock. Feel good about yourself, dummy? How many payments you got to make before that wedding ring is paid off? You going to pay off the whole wedding and the honeymoon before you pay off this ring. Something ain't right about that. Something just ain't right. But yeah, because somebody wanted you to. You knew that your girl had expensive taste and she was going to look at the little rock you bought her funny. And here you are submitting to this materialistic type of broad. But hey, you are doing it because she wanted you to, because you felt like if you didn't do it, then, you know, she was going to tell everybody that you're cheap, and she may have even made the move and left your ass. You know she got a, thing for rich motherfuckers. Drug dealing dope boys. They may not be rich, but they'll blow their daily money on stuff just because somebody wants you to do it. They want you to. You scared of roller coasters. Here you are strapping yourself into a roller coaster. Why? Because your child barely made the height requirement when you went to Dorney Park, when you went to Six Flags. Great Adventure. You know you scared of animals. And here you are in the safari at Great Adventure. Lions coming up to the car. You in there, shook daddy. Oh my God. There are gorilla paws on the windows. Gorilla paws. What are we doing? Why is this giraffe licking our windshield? You know, a giraffe is a very imposing creature, especially up front. You don't realize, you see how tall giraffes are, but you don't really realize how tall and thick they are until you get up close. Like, what kind of animal is this? What kind of animal is a giraffe? Yeah, they're a funny looking animal. When you look at a giraffe's face, like, you got a big mouth, big tongue, wide ears, almost like Mickey Mouse with a long neck. But that body, it's weird because giraffes don't have a body like a cow or like a horse. is different. But anyway, he bending his big neck down to lick your windshield. You don't even if you like the giraffe, you don't know what to feed a giraffe. What, we got any giraffe food? Hey, you like M&M's? No, don't feed the giraffe M&M's. They got nut allergies. What the hell? What in God's, how it, what are we doing? This is what we're doing. We're doing it just because somebody wanted us to do it. You never even had a dog, cat, turtle, fish, hamster, or nothing in your house. You don't like animals, but here you are at the safari getting your windshield licked by a giraffe. Oh, giraffes eat vegetables. They eat like trees and stuff. It's the weirdest thing. The biggest animals out here are all herbivores. They all eat nothing but plants. It's weird. Here we are being told that we shouldn't eat a burger. Meanwhile, that hippopotamus don't eat no meat. I think hippopotami are like pescatarians or something. No, they eat branches and flowers and plants and, you know, brush. But anyway, doing it just because somebody wants you to do it. And now you mad about it, feeling some kind of way about it, resentful about it. You ever do something for somebody just because they wanted you to do it and then they broke up with you or quit you or whatever? You're like, with all due respect, bitch, you got me out here rollerblading, ice skating. I don't do that shit. Busting my ass out here in front of all these people. And you talking about you need space. You're not sure what you want to do. You're not sure if you want to be here. What in the Deborah Cox? What? How did you get here? How did you get here? Nobody, but no, you are, yo, you supposed to be here. And me too. Got me out on the river rink, busting my ass in front of all these people. White people, black people, Latinos laughing at me. Videos going viral, me busting my ass in front of everybody. Not me, because I can skate. Doing it because, and you know, the weakest time that you may be susceptible to doing something just because somebody wanted you to do it is when you first meet somebody, first get with somebody, really want to get with them. So, you know, there may be times when you was afraid to say no. You didn't want to associate any no's in the beginning of your union. You're thinking that a no is going to doom you. It might not have been true, but they was playing that head game with you, and it was working. It was working. So you're eating sushi. Raw clams. Clams on a half shell, as they call them. Any of y'all like clams on a half shell? See, you're supposed to just swallow it down. But you know motherfuckers is going to chew that shit. Like, is he sanding that? I mean, why were we eating something that was just alive? You ever think about that? People who eat clams on a half shell? That thing was just alive, and now it's dead inside your body, and it's a bottom feeder at that. All sandy or whatever. But here you are, eating clams on a half shell. Talking about it's an aphrodisiac. My dick was hard over the phone, ho. What you think this is? There ain't no clams on a half shell. I know one thing. I'm out here busting my ass on ice skates and eating clams on the half shell. eating squid they call it calamari and all this old bullshit at the end of the night. It better be some, you know what I mean? We better be LL doing it well. Because if I get sold out tonight, this store ain't opening up tomorrow. I don't mean to be threatening or nothing like that. All I'm saying, yeah, muscles. All right, Robbie Mink says, I like muscles. Yeah, muscles are always cooked, though. You ain't eating no raw muscles. Except maybe what I'm saying. Ansel Jones says, mutual friends getting together don't want to look petty. Oh, yeah. You got tricked into the 12 party dinner. I don't care where it is. It could have been at Benihana's. It could have been at Bennigan's. It could have been at Chili's. It could have been at TGI Fridays. It could have been at Sizzler's back in the day. Ponderosa. Roy Rogers. The Rustler Steakhouse. Howard Johnson's. Blimpies. The White Tower. The Geno's. 12 people. You know there's going to be some bitching about the bill. There ain't nobody, ain't no restaurants giving out no 12 separate bills. Y'all work it out. Here's the bill. Bam. And if you appreciated your server, make sure that you take care of her. You ain't want to go to this shit. Now you down $150. Now, explain me this. It was a 12-person dinner that you didn't want to go to. You wound up coming out of your face for out of your pocket for $150. You ain't eat nothing. You ate a plate of hot wings, some fries. You know what? I'll go all out. Plate of hot wings, some crab fries. You didn't drink. You know, you went all a la carte. You had another side of mozzarella sticks. All together. Probably wasn't even $30 in. Here you are spending five times 30, $150. And you want to know the kicker? I'll tell you what the kicker is. Out of a 12-person dinner, the bill only came up to $600. Out of $600, how are you paying $150? There's 11 other people that ate eight. Yeah, you got shitted on. You got shitted on because your spouse, because your girl, because your man, because whoever didn't want to, you know, they wanted you to play Big Willie. They didn't want you to be itemizing the bill like, listen, hot wings, mozzarella sticks, fries, water. Even with a tip, I don't even think I was $40 in. What is y'all doing? We over here in Chili's. Out of 12 people, that sounds like $50 each. How am I paying $150? 12 people, $600 bill. That sounds like 5 times 12. 12, 24, 36, 48, 60. $50 each. 12 times $50 equals $600. How am I paying $150? Even if you tell me, all right, you paid for you and your girl. So you're having my baby, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious than to raise a family. Yeah, you got jerk. Stacy White talking about shrimp scampi. That's tasty. Robbie says, I like cooked mussels, no way, in garlic sauce. So, yeah, doing it because somebody wanted you to do. Now, for the people out there that constantly and consistently do things just because people want them to do it, you know, they're selfless. They always perform selfless acts. You know what I mean? Peace to you. And that's cool. However, you know, there comes a time when you're going to have to stick up for yourself and say, no, I need something for me. I can't always do everything for you. I can't always do something just because you want to do it. Yeah, I don't mind accommodating you, and I have been doing that, but damn, can a dog get a bone? Can I get a milk? Can a dog get a milk bone, snossages, bacon. All right, whatever, man. It's a tight spot. Compromising situation. It is. It's a compromising situation when you're constantly putting somebody before you. When you're constantly giving way. Always taking the high road. The concept or the thinking behind it is that, you know, you're going to be taken care of or rewarded for your altruism. Meanwhile, you puckering up to kiss a big fat ass. You like it like that? Oh, boy, you nasty. Doing it just because they want you to. Just because. Sometimes when you believe in people, you might do something just because they want you to. But you may think that you're doing it because you think you can trust them. Maybe to you, in your mind, they have proven themselves to be trustworthy and worthy of being followed, worthy of leading. But in their mind, you were meant to just be a servant all your life. Here is your indentured servitude you owe for a debt that you didn't create. How do you like that? Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-Em-ism Show. Robbie Mink says, I have my own mind. If I don't want to do it, I don't have a problem saying no. Well, that sounds good. But you may still do things that you don't want to do even in your strong stance against it. Sometimes you realize that somebody needs something more than you need to stand up against it. They may need something. They might gotta have something that you can give, and so you'll give it. Sometimes, not all the time. Wait a minute. Oh man, I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number 6606. So hold on, hold on, this thing. Where am I at? Okay. Let's see what we got here. Caller with the last number 6606. Are you there? You there? I don't know how long you've been holding on. You might have said to hell with it. I don't know. I'm hearing strange noises in the background. I ain't going to mess with that. Anyway, doing it just because somebody wants you to do it. When was the last time you did it? I know the last time I did it. And, you know, I can't say that I don't do this often. I may not give myself credit for it, but I actually do some things consistently that I don't want to do or just because somebody else wants me to do it. Well, one time I can think about recently was a couple of weeks ago. My mom was having a problem with her foot. That's why we didn't do a show 2 Sundays ago. So I had to take her to the hospital, had to take her to the emergency room. And it was Temple University Hospital emergency room. I don't know if y'all know anything about Temple Hospital, but let me tell you something. Listen, man, you don't go to Temple if you expect to get out of the waiting room or out of the ER in less than a day. Because they have this trauma center. Temple is they'll let you die from a paper cut. But if you get stabbed, they're going to fix you up. They will let you die in the waiting room, you know, because you got a cold. But if you get shot in the head, that's the place to be. Top-notch trauma center. So my mom was in there from about 1 o'clock to about 10 o'clock. The whole goddamn day. I didn't want to do that. I did not want to do that on my Sunday. But I did it because she needed it. And to be honest with you, I can't say it's because she wanted me to, because she didn't want to do it. And they still have strong COVID protocols in Temple, so I couldn't wait with her in the waiting room anyway. So I'm outside. I went back home, got to wait for her to call. I went shopping, you know what I'm saying? Food shopping or whatever. But yeah, I knew that she needed it. I had to do it. Emergency situation. I would do it again, gladly. Thought I was going to have to do it this past Sunday. Swear to God. She was like, nah, we ain't doing that today. I was like, ugh. Look, I had to play it off. Like, are you sure? Because, you know, mommy, I got you. Praying to God, she'd be like, nah, I got this. Oh, and she did. I was like, thank God. But we all have to do it. We all have to do things, perform acts, go places, see things. Keep our mouths shut, keep secrets, just because somebody else wants us to, needs us to. It's not always a bad thing. Sometimes you can feel really good about it, but there are some people who constantly do nothing but things that they don't really want to do, but that other people want them to do. And I think that you got to put a stop to that, because sometimes that can take you places where you don't want to be and have you doing things that can be very, very bad for your health, bad for your wealth, bad for yourself, bad. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Lisa Yolanda Viawanda, Ashley Hardiman. What the? That's a lot of name. Turning 56 years old today. And also Ricondre Lawson turning 52 years old today. And Alicia Peterson turning 46 years old today. And Lucia Desroches turning 38 years old today. And Cora Alexander turning 52 years old today, and Daisy Bandy turning 28 years old today, and Neroine McIntyre turning 52 years old today. No relation, but what up, cuz? Jamaica stand up, J.A. all day. And A.J. Gregg, my brother, and Chanel Gooden, and Marquita Robinson turning 39 years old today. And my man straight out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Walter Big Dub Beeman, happy birthday to you. And Sabelia Abil turning 35 years old today. And Nessa M. Chavis turning 57 years old today. And last but not least, my girl who used to live right down the street from me. Down the street from me. My girl, Denise Bird, representing Delta Sigma Theta all day, every day, literally. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anybody else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, 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 glorious May 25th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you a good health, mind, body, and spirit. Y'all rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. All right, good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen, you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do, but that somebody else wants you to do because they need you to do it. You're in the position to do it. One thing I forgot to talk about tonight is favors. Sometimes when you do somebody a favor, it's not because you want them to do it. I mean, you wanted to do it. It's because they asked you to do it. And that's it. You're in a position to be able to do it. Sometimes you may not even be in a position to do it. You had to ask somebody. So somebody asked you to ask somebody else. You may have to ask somebody else. Can they get put on? Can they be down? Things like concert tickets. Things like getting the child to school out of their district. Things like services. Maybe your kids want to go to this camp. Discounts. Yo, I know that your brother, sister-in-law work at Macy's. They got a polo sweater down there. It's on sale for $450, down from $720. Can you help me, please? I'll do it. But you know, I don't even know my brother's brother-in-law, sister, whatever. But we'll go through the channels, blah, blah, blah. I'll hook you up. So it's not always a bad thing. Hopefully somebody reciprocates and returns the favor for us when we need it. One thing is for sure, you won't be able to say that nobody ever did anything for you when you haven't done anything for anybody else. So then we got to rock out with that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back. No, we won't be back tomorrow. You know why? Because my big sis, Medita Darby, is graduating tomorrow night, so I'm going down there to Delaware and represent for her. Yay! She got a health services license, so she's a CNA, phlebotomist, bloodborne, whatever. You know, she working with needles. She out there sticking people, taking blood and sending them to labs, all that other shit, you know, changing bedpans, helping people walk and all that kind of stuff. She's been in the health industry for a while, but she's making a move on her way to improving herself. She wants to be a registered nurse. This is the first leg of that, so I'm real proud of her. So tomorrow night I'm going to a graduation, so we won't have a show tomorrow night, but Friday, and the next day, and the next day, and the next. We are good, just like sex. I will see y'all tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, you know, Thursday. I mean, Friday. But nonetheless, y'all be good. Be careful if you're going anywhere tonight. So some people go out and have fun on hump day. Just know that those COVID numbers are rising again. Don't get caught out there. Love is love, baby. Love is love. Yes, it is. So for my blog talkers, let me get you out of here. Yeah, yeah. And for my, wait now.